As the sands of time progress and flow through the hourglass of God's providence, once again we come to this day on which we celebrate the feast of St. William, known also of Vercelli. He was born in Vercelli in the 11th century, and as a young man, of course, he was from a good Catholic family, received the preparations that were necessary. And of course, this is something that we don't realize today. The nobody, even those who call themselves trads, are not receiving the preparation that is necessary for a human being and for a Catholic. They think they are, but they're not. It's far from it. And so this is something for which we should always aim and pray. Either way, when he was old enough, he decided to go on a pilgrimage. This is something that's very important in the Catholic faith. Of course, we see that there are pilgrimages last month in France, where thousands and thousands of young people and priests and so forth partook of it for 3 days. And then this month in Spain, we shall have the great pilgrimage of traditionalists also, of Our Lady of Covadonga, which is where the fight against Islam began in Spain, not far from Santiago de Compostela. And there was that St. William went. No doubt he went to see Our Lady at Covadonga. And then he went to the tomb of the great apostle St. James, Santiago de Compostela. And of course, the medieval languages, which were still one, and they had not separated yet, Spanish from Portuguese, from Italian, the name of St. James was Santiago. And from Santiago, it came to Santiago. And that is where it stayed in Spanish. In other languages, it went in different directions. So I was there on the field where the star showed where the apostle was buried, that he went on pilgrimage. After that, he went back to Italy, and he tried unsuccessfully to make a pilgrimage to the tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, but this was not possible to him. And of course, not everything that's good and everything that we want is necessarily what's possible or what is good for us. It wasn't good for him. So he went up the mountains, and of course, already Vercelli in that area is in the mountains. Our Lady of Europa, where Blessed Pier Giorgio would go as often as he could, is way up in the Alps, and so Vercelli is not far from there. So he was used to the mountains. So he went up to a mountain, a very, very far up mountain, almost unreachable by most people, and it was called Monte Vergiglione. Eventually, it was changed to Monte Vergine. And there it was that he began a branch of the Benedictine family called the monks of St. Benedict of Monte Vergine, which is still around but always has been very small. In the meantime, more and more people came flocking to him, even though it was so difficult. Why? Because he began to be allowed by God to perform miracles. The first big one was that a blind man regained his sight. And I don't know the particulars of it, but he probably just blessed him or touched him, and he regained his sight. And so, for those who have problems with their eyes, I wish there are some, maybe St. William of Monte Vergine or of Vercelli would be a good saint to pray to for illnesses of the eyes. But of course, not forgetting the other saints which are invoked for the eyes. St. William began then to open many other monasteries, mostly through Italy, and then he died in 1142 in the odor of sanctity. And so we give thanks to God for this great saint of the church, not very well known, especially in English-speaking lands, but he is well known elsewhere. Of course, in Latin is Guglielmus. In Italian, it's very similar to that. Guglielmo. In Spanish, is Guillermo. And so he is very well known and very much sought out after by those who seek holiness and those who need miracles, which we all need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And in your kindness, we ask you to pray for our seminarian, Brother Aaron, whose birthday is today, and also one who is no longer with us, but who knows if God has other purposes for him, but he is a Marine, and I have my eyes on him, and so does Mary, William Donahue, whose feast is today also. So pray for all those who need our prayers and our intercession, that the will of God may be manifest. And of course, I remind you, in the case of my ancestor, St. Francis of Borgia, or Borja, his wife, after 10 childbirths, 8 children, very young, in her late 30s or early 40s, she died. And of course, this is a horrible tragedy, a very sad event. But he told our Lord, "Lord, whatever thou dost will of us, we will also." And then shortly after that, in 2 weeks or so, the Marchioness Leonora de Borgia also died. And of course, I'm sure she is in the glory of the saints. She lived a very, very holy life. The rule for the palace, where he was the head in the name of the emperor, was that every single person, the nobility, the servants, the children, every day they had to start the day with Mass. And then they prayed the divine office. And they were supposed to go to confession to the cathedral nearby once a month at least, and to communion once a month at least, in days when it was not very common to have daily communion. So you see that the saints had their ways in the life of God, in the life of the church, in the life of Christ. May they intercede for us and protect us and preserve us from all our enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.